Okay, Bible scholars and those learning the Bible and studying it, I know you have your Bible, your swords, your gospels, your word, and your basic instructions before leaving earth, which is your Bible, and etc. As it's Wednesday night Bible study on Let's Do a Radio, and we welcome each and every one of our worldwide listeners. Call in the Bible study, and let's get into the word at 845-241-9985. Again, that number is 845-241-9985. Today is Wednesday, August 3rd, 2022, and I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Baku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Every other week, Wednesday evening, Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas, is bringing Bible study, and this evening, our topic is Who the Holy Ghost Is. We'll have prayer by his older sister, Dr. Lula, and then we will welcome Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Thank you. Go ahead
Amen.
And start with prayer.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, Radio Land. We come to you with all precious power of the Holy Ghost. And we thank the Lord right now for all things. For the Bible says, all things work for the good of them who love the Lord. And we are so grateful this evening, God, just to say thank you. Just to Lord, just to hear, Lord, just to be a part of your kingdom, just to be a part of your servants that's carrying the gospel throughout the world. Lord, you said for us to go out into the highways and hedges and compel men and women to come to Christ. And, oh, God, we give thanks today. We have no complaints. We come with no doom, but we come with victory. And we call victory over defeat right now, God. We call down power that heal the sick and deliver every sin, sick soul, every disease, God, every sickness, God. We know you can wipe it out. When you get ready, God, it's already done. And God, we want to say thank you. Most of all, we want to say thank you. We want to just give you thanks, God. We want to give honor. We want to give glory. Oh, God, to your mercy. We give all honor, all glory. Everything belongs to you, God. And we know that you said in this day and in this hour, you would emerge like butterflies, and your gospel would be distributed throughout the nations. And, oh, God, we call down now. We call down strongholds now, God. Now, right now. We call down strongholds right now. God, we know that you got a people that's going to serve you, God. We come from a royal priesthood and a holy nation, God. We want to say thank you now. We want to say thank you, God. We want to say thank you now. Oh, God, when we rose this morning, we had no doubt. We knew you would bring us out. Ooh, God, we fell down on our knees crying, God, help me, please. We got up singing and shouting for the victory. And now, God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And now, God, we say it's already done.
It's already done,
God. It's already done. You moving when we don't see you moving. You healing when we don't feel that you're healing. You deliver, Lord. Ooh, you waymaker. You promise keeper. You miracle worker. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Oh, thank you now, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Yes. Let's give the Lord a hand.
Thank you.
Amen. Yes. Bible study lesson today. Who the Holy Ghost is. So when you have your Bibles, as Reverend would say, I'm gonna not make fun of him particularly tonight. We are coming from John, the 14th chapter, and it's in Reverend Ronnie Marshall's hands. Yes.
God bless you. Yes. God bless you. God bless
Amen.
You. Thank God for you, Ernest. Thank God for you,
yeah.
Minister Lula, for that heartwarming
Amen.
Prayer. And
well,
thank
yes.
God for the worldwide listeners who are with us.
Thank
and
you.
And then those that would
mm-hmm.
tune in with us, we thank you. Thank
mm-hmm.
God for you on tonight. Now, tonight is a very
mm-hmm.
unique and a very powerful night because we
mm-hmm.
get a chance to talk about it and get a chance to understand who the Holy Ghost is.
All
so
right.
many people say, a lot of people say around the world, hey,
mm-hmm.
I heard something, say something to me. I listened to it and I came out all right. And then there are others say, I heard somebody listen in my mind, something spoke to me, told me not to do this, and I didn't do it. And I didn't get in trouble because I listened to something
yeah,
in my
right,
first mind,
right.
then first thing my
yeah.
second mind. But tonight we're going to find out who mind it was, all right?
Yes, yes, amen.
Let's go right to the scripture. And that is St. John, the 14th chapter. I'm going to read two places tonight. And then but both places will coincide with our lesson on tonight, who the Holy Ghost is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start
mm-hmm.
at St. John 14th chapter, and I'm going to start at the 16th verse.
All right.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter,
mm-hmm.
that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom
mm-hmm.
the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall
mm-hmm.
be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little
mm-hmm.
while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me.
Yes.
Because I live, ye also shall live. Now let me go down here to 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the world which the words which ye shall hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things
mm-hmm.
have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy
yes.
Ghost, whom
yes.
the Father will send in my name, he shall
yes.
teach you all things
all
and bring
things.
All things to your remembrance whatsoever
yes,
I said unto you. Peace I leave
yes.
with you. My peace
mm-hmm.
I give unto you.
I
not as
you.
The world
mm-hmm.
giveth. I give unto you. Let not your heart
yes.
be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Well,
now, let's
yes.
establish something. Right? Let's establish something right quick. Jesus
mm-hmm.
said in the 16th verse, he said, no, excuse me, the 17th verse, he said, even the Spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of truth. Okay? And that is referred
yes.
to the Comforter. Okay, that's up there in 17 and 16. But now down here also in 26, it goes
mm-hmm.
on to say, but the Comforter,
mm-hmm.
which is the Holy Spirit,
Holy Ghost,
whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So let's
mm-hmm.
establish everybody, worldwide listeners and everybody, who the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Comforter.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is the Comforter, the Spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people say, well, our bodies is an instrument of expression.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is. But the
mm-hmm.
body, the instrument of expression, is carried about by way of a spirit.
Uh-huh.
It's going to either be the Spirit of truth, or either it's going to be the Spirit of error, or the
uh-huh.
Spirit of the devil. But one of these spirits will control the natural body. Now, the body being an instrument of expression, it will give the expression of the spirit that's telling it what to do. Like, if it's the spirit of Lucifer controlling the body by way of the mind, it'll have you doing all kind of things that pertain to sin and the sinful fallen nature of mankind. And if that spirit rules your body, which is an instrument of expression, then you're not going to be praying. You're not going to be fasting. You're not going to be reading the word. You're not going to do the things pertaining to God. Why? Because the spirit of the devil has control over your body because he's giving you consultation through your mind. Now, on the other hand, if the spirit of truth leads your body, which is an instrument of expression, if it leads your body, then your body going to be carrying out the things of God. Your practical way of life is going to be the ways of God. You'll love, you'll have joy, you'll know how to love others, you'll know how to share joy with others, you'll have peace, and you'll know how to share peace with others. You'll have kindness at hand because you are walking in the ways of God's spirit, which his attribute is kindness. You'll have love. You'll know how to share love. Why? Because the spirit of truth is leading you, which is the comforter, which shall come to us, the scripture tells us, by way of God. Now, what happens when people, a group of people or an organization of people, what happens when they come together and the Spirit of God has not been given total control of the setting? Well, you'll have some people coming for tradition. You'll have some people coming out of truth. You'll have some people coming for the conventional uprise of a hype. But still, there'll be little of deliverance shared or little of persuasion shared in the conventional setting. Why? Because the spirit of truth is not the governing factor. Some people say, what are you saying? Well, glad you asked the question. If the spirit of truth leads your life and you have an understanding of who he is, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, when you have an understanding of who he is, then you submit to him. Now, to understand something, those two words, the word under means to submit, and the word stand means to know your point of view. Well, if you understand who the Holy Ghost is, the Spirit of Truth, which Jesus said he going to be with you even till the end of the world. Now, if he leads your life, if he leads your body, then you're going to be doing the works of God. Your attitude, your personality, your character will reflect that of scriptural principles, because the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, will not speak nothing but what pertains to God, because he's been sent from God, and he was sent from God when you lay in the wombs. After mother had conceived you in the womb, after you had been transfigurated away from eternity to earth through the womb, the Holy Ghost then was attached to you, the Spirit of Truth attached to you because of God who created you is a God that cannot lie. He cannot fail. He cannot deal in falsehood. God is all truth and all knowing and all wise. So the spirit of truth of this all knowing God and this all wise God who Jesus talked about here, he clings to whatever God creates. And God separates those that are his. He separates us in the womb because there is an existing nature that's in the mother's blood. There is an existing nature that's in the mother's blood, in her DNA. So if God don't separate us with the spirit of truth, well, then this carnal nature of the world leaps into the baby's body.
Yes.
Now, with the spirit of truth that God attaches to us, it nourishes us and it tells us in the womb that we are of a nature of a God that's living, and it begins to pour into us. It begins to pour into our minds even while laying there for 9 months in water. The spirit of truth is working us because we've been separated.
Uh-huh.
Now, at birth, the spirit of truth latches on to us again to protect us until we come of an age.
Ooh,
now, gives our mothers the spirit of truth. If our mothers and fathers were saved people and holy people, when we come first to the earth, they began talking to us. And those that are holy, while being carried in the womb, they are talking to God about you, like Samuel, some of the prophets who the Lord spoke to while being with in the temple. But they were prophets and they were leaders from birth because the spirit of truth had taken hold to them in the womb.
Yeah.
And when they came out, being that their parents were holy people serving God, believed God, lived in the word of God, then they were able to petition to God while being in the womb. God, some parents said, I give this child back to you for service of you.
Amen.
While they live upon the earth.
Yes,
this gives another sense. This gives another sense of the spirit of truth beginning to work on you. Time you hit the earth, time you come of age, the spirit of truth began to speak to you. It protects you. It comes, brings your knowledge into knowing that I am here. Regardless of what you go through in life, when you come to an understanding of who the Holy Ghost is, which is the spirit of truth, he'll keep you from doing your own thing. But then you have to obey him once you understand him and know who he is. Okay, you say, well, like, this is the spirit of truth for my life. This is the spirit of truth that will lead me to excellent things and cause me to do great exploits. You got to make up in your mind, I want this spirit of truth more than I want the spirit of falsehood and carnality and mundanism, the world.
Now,
you remember Jesus said here, he said he's going to teach you, he's going to lead you, and he's going to bring to your remembrance everything that Jesus said unto us. Everything in this Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the Holy Ghost will cause us to reflect even in the most critical times of our life.
Yeah, Lord.
People all around the world, you need to know. You say you want the answer to a good life. You want the answer to success. You say you want the answer to perpetual wealth. You say you want the answer to healing. And you want the answer to all of these things that are wonderful things in the eyes of God. Well, in order to receive the answer to your question, now you have to reflect to the spirit of truth. The Bible says he's not far away from you. He's in you.
Yes.
And he just not guiding you. He was there in you when God separated you in the womb. When he separated you from the carnal spirit of the sinful nature of mankind, the Holy Ghost attached to you right then. That's why Jesus tells us that he'll be with you even until the end of the world. Forever. Right? Now, a lot of people are stagnated because they are caught up torn between two opinions. Sometimes they want God. They know they need God every day of their life. But sometimes they want to break from God and they just want to feel the excitement of carnality. Well, that could be a danger. We don't want to ever negate off. Mm-hmm. We don't want to ever shy away from the Holy Spirit, even if it changes our agenda according to the carnal world.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. We don't ever want to shy away from the Spirit of truth, even if it affects our agenda for the carnal world. We want to always be wise enough and be intelligent enough to hear the Holy Ghost direct us, because he's not going to lie to us. He's not going to trick us, because he is the very Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit is the essence and epitome of truth, because it's God. God will send himself out. And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, is the one that brought forth everything when God said, let there be. The Holy Ghost is the word. When God said night and day come, when stars come, when we created male and female, the Holy Ghost was the one that did the initial word, because he's the Spirit of truth. He is the echo of God's voice. So God said, I sent it out. So whatever I sent it out to do, it will accomplish it, because it's speaking and it's going in the direction that I have told it to go to. So the Holy Ghost can't be stirred. It can't be turned around. It can't be manipulated. It can't be tricked. It can't be put down and picked up. It don't go like that. This Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He speaketh the things concerning to God of the divine nature from Genesis to Revelation. He also tells us when we are about to fall into pits. He tells us, okay, no, don't do that. Don't go that way today. No, pray today. Start speaking to us in the morning, telling us, get the word of God. Get up and pray. Say amen.
Yeah.
Say hello to God.
Yeah.
Speak to God.
Yeah.
Tell him you honor him and you love him. He keeps us on track with the scripture. Now, some people say, no, you cannot live a perfect life. I agree. You can't do it in the carnalistic world. If you're listening to Lucifer 30% of the time, and you're listening to God 70% of the time, well, 30% of the time, your life's going to be off. Because you're listening to the wrong spirit. 30% of the time, your body's going to do the wrong thing, because you're listening to the spirit that carries out the wrong things. So if you follow the spirit that's doing the wrong thing, you too going to do it too. Your body's going to do it. Now, not saying that you'll be comfortable doing it. You can't be comfortable doing it, because the Spirit of truth is in you, the Bible says. It's in you. So then what you have is an inward war going on. It's an inward battle. On this 30%, you know, this is not what God requires. This is not what the scripture said I must be doing. This is not. And then you'll come back to the reality, for the Bible says he'll bring it back to your remembrance. You'll start looking at, wait a minute, I asked God to deliver me. Well, you'll start in your mind, you'll start saying, I'm delivered. I'm not going to repeat the thing that I have to pray deliverance for. Yeah, I might slip some down, but I'm not going to practice it. My practical way of life daily is going to be the best that I possibly can, following the Spirit of truth. Not only following him, but since I know his voice, since I know what he's going to speak, he's not going to lie. He's not going to deviate from the truth. So since I know he's the Spirit of truth, when he tell me the right thing to do, and after becoming accountable to know right from wrong, when the Holy Ghost says, and after reading the word of God and living the life that God required me to live, well, then the Holy Ghost, I know his voice. What is his voice telling me? To stay in the pathway of righteousness. What is his voice telling me? Run it, fast and pray, read the word. He keep constantly reminding me of what I need to do to please God that created me from the foundation of the world.
Yes, Lord.
Is there anybody got any questions out there?
Do
anyone have any questions on the Holy Ghost, who he is? Do anybody have any questions on that?
You're explaining real good, so
I think that I don't have any at all. I agree totally and wholeheartedly with what the scriptures you're coming from here. It all coincides with that 27th verse where he said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Yes.
Meaning that you do like the Lord say in his words. And you broke that understand down so clearly. who the Holy Ghost is. These scriptures coincide with just what you broke down in the word, Pastor. And I'm so glad that the world, the radio land could get this evening. And you said, I wanted to go back to where you said, understand, I wrote that down. And you said that was entrusted to submitting under. It was to submit. I didn't get that second part you said. Stand.
Well, the word under means to submit. And the word stand means to know your point of view.
All right. That's good enough. Go ahead. I wrote down something. I didn't quite get all of that, but I got it now. I got it right now. Okay, point of view. Amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Now, all right. Now, I'm going to go to another phase, but dealing with the same thing, who the Holy Ghost is. When the people that came through the middle passage in the hull of the ship come from different tribes to not understand each other, but was the same color. Different languages spoken.
Yeah.
So they could not interpret what each other said. So the devil used that with constantly confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank God for the spirit of truth. He was able, even in the midst of those different tribes, he was able to bring clarity to each of them, even though they had different languages.
Amen.
In other words, they come from the same place, same color, but they did not have clarity of each other's language. So there was constant confusion in the hull of the ship while they were chained together, because if you change to Dr. Lula, Dr. Inez, and she needs to go to the bathroom, but you don't speak her language, and she studied having to go because her need is strong, and you can't let go of her because you don't understand what she's saying. The devil gets a chance to start confusing because a turmoil breaks out, and it's not an intentional thing, but it's done because of need and necessity. I got to go to the restroom. You don't understand me. So we start pulling against each other. I'm pulling this way, and you get angry because you think they rebutted against your peace. But
then the
Holy Ghost is all wise. He knew their situation in the hull of that ship. So he got into the hearts, into the minds, whereof he was placed in them before they were born. Even though they couldn't speak the same language, he brought clarity to their understanding.
Hallelujah.
And then they knew their point of view, what's happening with them.
Yes, made it clear.
And Reverend Ross. Funny that you said that, because the other day when I was working at the concession stand at the Tropicana Field, it's like there was three of us. One was a supervisor lady, one was a Hispanic lady, and then there was me. The supervisor didn't understand a word that the Spanish lady was saying, but I knew just enough to get them to understand each other. So this is just tying everything in. It's just perfect timing. And after a while, you know, everything, we got to understand what needed to be understood between the three of us. So what you're saying is so true. It wasn't this car, but the supervisor was kind of getting frustrated because she couldn't understand what the young lady what she wanted to interpret to the young lady. And so I listened enough to get them both together. So what you're saying is right on. It was a little bit of a frustration, but once as a quote-unquote godly person, I guess you could say, stepped in, you know, the interpretation was okay and they understood and we were able to, you know, do what needed to be done. So that was just perfect. That was perfect time.
Yes.
It's perfect.
You see how the spirits of truth interacted within them?
You were there,
and the Holy Ghost was able to tell you what to do. You saw, he allowed you to see the confusion, and then he also allowed you, because you were a child of God, to bring the solution.
Let me
jump to this point. Even the Holy Ghost has been working on the behalf of different ethnicities, the African-American people.
Uh-huh.
Now, the devil used some people, bodies and minds, instrument of expression, to express hatred, but done it with what you call a lie. In other words, they took the people that they have traded for over in Africa and brought them here, but they want to imprisonate all people of color.
Yes.
Not just the people they bought for commodity over in Africa, but they want to use a system they put in place for these people that came in the hull of the ship, which were prisoners of war over in Africa. But they want to take the people that they traded for commodities.
Yes.
And they want to put a system in place in America, but they wanted to add all the people of color to this group, which was not right. And the Holy Ghost revealed. Here comes the spirit of truth again to bring a solution to a damaged misrepresentation of the truth. The Holy Ghost comes again and reveals it to his people and through his people. Everybody that came off the ship did not come from a place where everybody was a slave.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
The truth was revealed, right? Now, when the truth began to be revealed, but then there had come an illusional and a delusional thing that crippled the minds of people who was not deeply following the spirit.
Yes.
The spirit of truth. They wasn't giving homage to the spirit of truth. They was giving homage to themselves and the nature of Adamicism, the fallen nature of mankind. Well, with that happening, the spirit of truth had to arise and come up through spiritual teaching and the word of God and through preaching and through lecturing. The spirit of truth rose up and began to tell people and separate the business of those that came off of the ship and separated the business from those that were here already.
Yes, Lord.
Who were black people, people of color. Mm-hmm. Other ethnicity. Well, when that happened, then the Holy Spirit had to work through a crucial time. And records and history reflects it, so it's not something that's not there. But for the most part, the Holy Spirit had to correct a misconception through the minds of the people to give them courage and not allow their hearts to be afraid because of the crucial treatment that was given to the people that was the same color coming off of the boat.
Yes.
Remember, Jesus said, even the spirit of truth, and he will bring all things to your remembrance. He had to bring it to our remembrance, or otherwise, perpetual generations would be walking around thinking they were slaves. They would be walking around thinking that everybody where these black people who were prisoners of war came from was slave. They would think everybody over on the Ivory Coast was slave. Was not so. So the spirit of truth had to reveal that, separate the misconceptions of truth from them landing here upon the shores of the these places where they did, New Orleans, so on and such. Well, the Holy Ghost had to reveal, no, every black person is not a slave. Every black person has not been in the hull of the ship. Every black person was not sold as commodity. He had to bring that up to be.
Wow.
But the devil did not want the spirit of the enemy, Lucifer, did not want ever people of color to come in contact with the spirit of truth. So he started Antichrist. He started
Antichrist. He started people saying,
don't believe the Bible. Don't believe Jesus preaching. It's a white man's religion. Blah, 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 blah. If you believe it, you're under a spell of ignorance. That was the biggest lie that ever was told. Amen.
Amen.
That was the biggest lie that was ever told. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, where I don't have to live in an illusion and I don't have to listen and follow a lie.
Yeah.
Reason why? Reason why the spirit of truth won't let me do it? Because God hates a lie. That's why the spirit of truth straightens out misconceptions of truth so people can get on the right path with God. Simply what I'm saying, who is the Holy Ghost? The spirit of truth. He's the spirit of truth. He's the comforter. He comes in the most crucial time when we are most confused and most bibulated with life's trials and tribulations. The Holy Ghost comes and tells us and gives us peace. That's why he said he's a comforter, because he will give you peace in the midst of a turbulent storm.
Oh, yes. Yes, my peace. I give to you.
Who is the Holy Ghost? And the Bible says he will teach you all things.
All things. You know?
Don't you know whatever you're involved in, the spirit of truth will come in it? That's why Jesus said, in all your ways acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. Don't you know the Holy Ghost will come in every situation of your life, whatever is going on, and he'll give you facts about what you're dealing with? Whether it be a man, whether it be a woman. He'll give you wisdom and knowledge to understand. Well, if they're not following the ways of God, if they're not willing to be in love 24 hours a day, if they're not willing to walk in joy 24 hours a day, if they're not willing to walk in peace 24 hours a day, if they're not kind 24 hours a day, just know that they are not being led by the Spirit, because those ways are the practical ways of God's people that follow the Spirit. That's what separates the nations. Do anybody have any questions?
No. Just enjoying the word. It's explained very thoroughly and very detailed. Yes.
He gets stirred up. He gets going.
So, particularly when people are caught up in different frantic stages. Remember, the Bible says, Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, and I don't want your heart to be afraid. Fear will come. Fear will come. But fear is not of God.
Fear
is
not of
the devil. Amen. And if he can get you to begin to be fearful, then he won't let you, he'll make you do nothing.
That's it.
He'll impose limitations and illusions upon your life. He'll tell you all the time the reason why you can't do for God. He'll give you this diabolical information. He'll give you this erroneous teaching that there's always going to be a stumbling block in the way to hinder you from going where you need to go. But that is a lie, because the spirit of truth tells us, which is the Holy Ghost. Remember, he's on the inside of us now. He may be dormant because you ain't let him do his work, but he's in there. The Bible says right here, we just read it, he's inside of you. The world can't see the Holy Spirit. That's why the Holy Spirit don't make no sense to carnal-minded people, to people that have an antichrist spirit, people that believe in evolution and want to recreate what God has done. Those people can't hear the Holy Ghost. They don't want to hear the Holy Ghost, and they can't hear him. Why? Because their mindset is there is no such a thing. We can't see him physically. We can't touch him. We don't believe it. Amen. Well, look at this right here. The Bible tells us in this passage of Scripture, Jesus tells us, he said, you know him because you hear his voice. If you don't believe me that you hear the Holy Ghost voice and you a child of God, just get ready to do something wrong and see what he say to you. The spirit of truth is going to talk to you. He's going to show you in a split second or two why you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, do we all the time obey him? No, we do not. But are we practicing in our daily life to obey him all the time? Yes, we are, because it's imperative that we do obey him all the time, because if we obey him, we won't have to repent later.
Yes,
right,
Lord.
Right.
If we learn, if we become practice, if this become a daily practice to follow this voice that tells us to do nothing but the truth, then we will be victorious. Our lives will be successful. We'd have everything that we need. We could call those things that are not as though they were, because God is pleased with those that follow his spirit, because they that follow the spirits are the sons of God. They that follow the spirit are the sons of God. They do mind the things of God. They walk in God's ways. Why? Because the spirit of truth is constantly leading them and guiding them and giving them joy and giving them peace in their successes and their achievements and their accomplishments. Why? Because they believe God. And God said, I want y'all, who I created, to take on my holy and perfect and righteous character. That's what make us different. That's what make our attitude different. That's why we can laugh when everybody is crying. That's why we can have joy when everybody is in sorrow. That's why we can walk in peace when there's turmoil all over the world. That's why we can sit up and be kindly affectionate toward people, because we don't have a grudging spirit with us. We have the spirit of truth within us. And one of the ways of the spirit of truth, you got to remember, the spirit of truth got ways too. He got ways. He got attributes of his life. It's more than just the scripture saying the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth has attributes. They call fruits of the spirit, but they are the ways of the spirit. And those people that follow the spirit, this is the way their life is 24/7, 365. Why? Because they're practicing the divine nature of God. The Holy Ghost is meant to keep us in the divine path of God, which he has predestinated for our lives. And if we practice every day the best that we possibly can to hear him, commune with him, see what he's saying to us, he will lead us and guide us into all. I don't know about y'all, but I don't want to be led the wrong way.
That's right.
I don't want the consequences of being led the wrong way.
No,
it ain't funny to me being led the wrong way.
Yes,
I don't get no joy. I do not get no joy out of being led the wrong way. Why? Because if I'm being led the wrong way, that means I'm parted from God.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Day that we live in the world that's in beginning with sorrow, do I need to be parted from God? No. No.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
No, I don't. I do not for an hour, not for a minute, not for a second. It may happen.
Not ever.
But do I need it? No, I do not. I need Jesus. Jesus tells me, he said, acknowledge me in all of your ways.
All that ways.
And I will.
And I will direct
you. Hey,
listen.
Direct your path.
And all our ways ain't righteous. But he tells us, he said, acknowledge me in all your ways, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Acknowledge Jesus. He's going to direct your path. Now, the direction may change your agenda sometimes.
Hello.
But I'd rather for my agendas to be changed, and I'm on the righteous path of God, and Jesus should require my soul. I want to be on the right path. And then I want things to be well with me while I live here on the earth. And Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. If you want the abundance of Jesus that he spoke, then you're going to have to get it through the leadership of his spirit, because this is the dispensation in which we're living here on the earth as saints. This is our dispensation, the spirit. That's why grace is here, because the spirit is here. He leads us into all truth. Then we that follow him and practice following him, our life continues to become flawless.
Come on now.
The more we practice, after we come under the understanding of who the Holy Ghost is, after we know his voice. Some people say, I still ain't got the voice part together. Well, the voice of the Holy Ghost is only going to speak truth. That's the voice that most of the time convicts us. That's the voice most of the time when we're about to get in a bad situation will speak to us. Now, the practices of you following him will determine whether you listen to him or not. You're not supposed to have no man person or no male or no female person before you and the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
No, you don't want that. Because if they find out that you got them before the Holy Ghost and that you are depending on them more than you can't hear the Holy Ghost voice, they'll use you. And they'll misuse you. Why? Because they say, well, they can't hear the Holy Ghost. They have to rely on me to hear the Holy Ghost. Well, if they got you like that, then the devil will make them use you.
Yes.
But the Holy Ghost comes and he tells us the spirit of truth within us. We feel something. They say a gut feeling. It ain't no gut feeling. It's the unction of the Holy Ghost, which is the spirit
of
truth.
That's
what you feel.
That's what you feel.
When you're about to do something you ain't supposed to do, when you're about to get in a relationship you ain't supposed to get in, and the Holy Ghost flare up on you and you begin to see that person actually shows you the different little things they doing. You hurry up and get on track. And how you get on track? You get up and you get your things. You say, come on, let's get out of here.
That's right. Get the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
So tonight we have discovered who the Holy Ghost is.
Yeah.
And we can't deny. We cannot. Nobody around the world can deny that the Holy Ghost is a comforter. He will comfort you when can't nothing else comfort you.
That's right. The Holy Ghost
will bring peace to a headache. He'll bring peace to a migraine headache.
He'll bring
peace to an aching pain within. He'll put things together that has been broken. He mends broken bones. The Holy Ghost heals whole in hearts. He put the heart back on track when it's fluttering. The Holy Ghost keep our breath, our heart in perfect condition. Because why? He keeps us in love. Do you know when the Holy Ghost got you walking in love, can't nothing go wrong with that?
Nothing.
Because if something happened, you already know God going to take care of you.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is the one we have to practice, because he gives us when to speak a word to save a soul. So tonight, I hope something has been said that will bring you back into remembrance. And then for them that don't know, and for them that don't, now saved folks know what I'm talking about. People that's really living holy and serving, they know who I'm talking about.
Right.
People that's just coming into Christ and been into Christ a little while, they understand it partly. But I hope tonight they fully get an understanding. But them that coming into Christ that don't know nothing about him, they must be taught that the Holy Spirit is who you have to follow when you start your walk with God. Because he's going to keep you reading the scripture. He's going to keep you praying. He's going to keep you doing the things of God. He's going to keep you in a graceful spirit. He's going to keep you in a peaceful spirit. He gonna keep you at joy. He gonna give you one to be still and just see the handiwork of God. He'll teach you when to just bask in God's spirit, in his spirit. He'll give you how to just enjoy the basking in God's spirit. Just let it saturate your heart and saturate your mind and saturate your whole body. He'll give your body a new experience. Because he controls it, remember? He controls it, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, yeah. Jesus said he on the inside. That's why all ailments, all sickness, all disease, it has to mm-hmm. leave the child of God's body because the Holy Ghost is there. He got
yes,
the power
yes,
to
right.
deal with those
Come
organs.
On.
Do you know, do mm. you know when do you know when semen was turned to bones and ears and nose in your mama's womb, don't you know the Holy Ghost did the surgical work?
Yes,
So since he did the surgical work for God, like he done the creation of the moon and the stars, he still got the power to go to what he created and fix it.
Yes, he does.
He needs to know you know that he's there.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost wants you to know that he's there, and he wants you to commune with him. He's going to move on you. Your hands will go up, and you didn't throw them up. Your legs will start moving, and you didn't move them. You will start doing things, saying things that the Holy Ghost will have you saying will blow your mind.
Yes, Lord.
So tonight, is there any more questions about this lesson on any aspect? Or is there a comment?
No. You know, the Holy Ghost says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And he will not leave you comfortless. And that's all he's on. You don't need to know a lot, but just the little things that you gave us, it's like, okay, it puts it all in perspective. You know?
Yes, Lord.
It puts it all in perspective.
Yes.
So if somebody come telling the truth, then you know they are God. And the Holy Ghost is going to bear witness to them. Amen.
Yes, you will know.
Most of the time, he done already spoken to you. He just sent them for confirmation. If you're in the Holy Ghost, the Bible says this time he will lead thee and guide thee into all truth. If you're dealing with all truth, well, then ain't no room for a lie.
That's right.
You can't trick honest people, you know why?
Because
they practice being honest.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot trick a God-sealed person because their practice is truthfulness.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's anything outside of truthfulness, an honest person won't bother it.
That's right. You're exactly right. Because that verse said, that's what that verse 17 said, was even the spirit of truth. Even the spirit of truth. And that's what you just got through explaining. So you will know. You will know whom the world cannot deceive. Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him. But he that dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So you will know the truth. Yep, you will know the truth.
Light coming a mile away.
Oh, yes. That's right, Pastor Ron. You got that. That's it. That's exactly what you elaborating on. The word lining up with the scripture. And that's what you got here. That's exactly what you got. The word have lined up with the scripture. And when it lined up with the scripture, then you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Amen.
Line up with the Bible.
You can't go wrong.
So,
and guess what else going to happen? You'll begin to draw, people.
Yes.
Now, in this dispensation we're living in, it's a critical time for the saints to be following the Spirit because it gives them a different lifestyle so the bystanders who's looking on can become what they call bobulated at the lifestyle.
And then that's
when they become inquisitive and want to inquire. That's when they start asking, you sure is happy? Why you happy like that? They'll say, you smile all the time. Well, those are opportunities for you to witness.
Yeah.
When people walk up and see you say, you know, every time I talk to you, you tell the truth. That's an opportunity to witness that the spirit of truth is in me. Mm-hmm. Some people say, well, you ain't got. Some people say, well, you ain't got to talk about it. It shows itself. Yes, it does. But also, Jesus told us to be a witness about it. It'll show itself in your action. But he also told us to be a witness about it. So the more we follow the spirit of truth, guess what we start doing? We start bringing souls into the kingdom.
To Christ.
And what did Jesus say? He that winneth souls is wise.
Yes.
Now let us not forget something, y'all. Let us not forget around this country, around this world, we are in a war. And Jesus is subduing the enemies of God under him. He must do this. That's why God gave him all power over heaven and earth, to subdue the enemies of God under him, to subdue the beast, subdue the Antichrist, subdue the false prophets, the false teachers. He's subduing them. That's why they're falling. That's why magistrates are falling. That's why admins are falling. Why? Because Jesus is subduing. He ain't just sitting back on the phone with his feet cracked up doing nothing. He's working, the Bible says. And we ought to be witnesses here on the earth of his power. And the only way that we can do it righteously is by the Holy Spirit, because he keeps us looking to the Bible for truth. That's our lesson for tonight. And God bless you.
Amen.
And may he keep you
God bless you. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen. And
the Holy Ghost.
We have invitation to discipleship. So if you want to be prayed for or give your life to Christ, call us at 845-241-9985. And we either have Dr. Lula pray for you or Reverend Ron pray for you. Again, that's numbers 845-241-9985. If you want to give your life to Christ, or if you want to be prayed for, because sometimes, you know, you just want to be prayed for, you know. And I have a friend who's has to go into, has an appointment on Friday. He has a mass on his brain, and so he's had, a few surgeries, but they don't know, you know, how large it is because it's on some nerves. So I'd like to have prayer for him if possible, please. Amen.
Okay.
So, Yeah.
Well, Dr. Lula, you want to pray?
Well, I can, Pastor. I mean, that's whatever you want. If you want, that's fine. Father God, name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come now before the throne of grace.
Yes.
Asking for a healing and a deliverance in the body, the soul, mind, and body. For not there's none like you. The Bible says you're the greatest physician that ever walked the face of the earth. What's impossible for man becomes easily possible for God. Now, Lord, we come to you about this brethren and this demonic illness that has attacked the body, and where the medicine can't reach the mind in the body, and the doctors, the Bible said there was a stranger in the city, and he was healing, and he's healing the sin sick souls, and he's healing the health challenges that no one but God can heal. And now he's captivating the heart and the mind and touch the body and the brain. So therefore the mind, soul, and body will come together as one. And we'll be healed by God. The Lord sends his healing power, his most gracious healing power. He have two bodyguards that follow you everywhere you go. The name of them are Grace and Mercy. Grace and Mercy. And they come to rescue the body and the mind and the soul. And Psalms 91 verse 11 said he would give the angels charge over your life.
Hallelujah.
So Lord, we're looking for that charge to cover this brother's life.
and let your will be done, not our will, but your will.
Thank you.
And Lord, now we know that it's in the valley that we grow. Down in the valley is where we grow.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Lord, we ask that you extend your hand of mercy and healing upon this body. Hey, God, hey, God, everybody that's standing in line for a healing, Lord.
Yes.
We know you want to get the glory, and we know you get the glory. When all man have said and done, the glory comes from you. So now, God, you show up, and you show them how to call on that great name.
Yes.
That great name. Every time you call that name, Jesus, things got to change. And he's in all of the blessings. We ask in thy son Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. You have anything else you want to say, Reverend?
I just like to say to everybody, now that you know who the Holy Ghost is, he's the Spirit of Truth. Listen to him. Commune with him. Talk to him. Ask him your questions. He wants to give you answers that God will be pleased with.
Depend upon
him for information.
Depend upon
When your mind go to wondering about things, just ask the Holy Ghost to give you sanity and peace.
And he'll
do it for you. He'll do it for you.
And
ask him
to
take over other people's train of thinking too.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us for this Wednesday Bible study and hearing from Reverend Ron and his sister, Dr. Lula, out of Little Rock as well. Yes, thank you for joining us and on who the Holy Ghost is. Yes. And you can listen to this episode and any episode on demand through Let's Do It Radio on www.blogtalkradio.com /Let's Do It Radio, and you can peruse the list and see, oh, I want to listen to this or I want to listen to that. They're all out there. They're free today. But, you know, tell them when things go up, as prices are always going on things and being slapped on things. But we like to at least give you the opportunity to go back and listen to any of the segments from throughout the past and throughout the weeks. And thank you to every one of you for tuning in. And our announcement, just like we was in church, August 4th, tomorrow, we have View of the Kingdom, Ms. Stephanie Jordan, who will be speaking to us at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And on Sunday, August the 7th, which is the first Sunday, we'll have communion and Pastor Betty Bennett. And that will be at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then here I will be again on Tuesday, August 9th. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. We had a good session yesterday on Can We All Just Get Along? And we had a very interesting topic. Why can't we all just get along? You know, and I led off with, of course, Rodney King, you know, and that's been 30 years ago, and here we are still today, still not getting along. So that was a very interesting topic yesterday and very interesting talk yesterday. And we also want you to support Reverend Ronnie Marshall, who you heard this evening, with his Don't Turn Away From God album, which is on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and all other music media. So let's buy his tunes and help him as he helps us throughout the week. And he also has a video out on Don't Turn Away From God. So please go out, buy his album, and let him know that you love him and appreciate him. And then on November the 12th and 13th, Women on Fire Conference from the Raw Power Ministry, and that is also in the Little Rock Pine Bluff area, which is on 2900 West 6th Street, Pine Bluff. And that starts at 9 a.m. each day, Central Standard Time. So if you're in that area, put it on your calendar so you'll have a save the date, the 12th and 13th of November. And that will be in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Women on Fire, which then is, it won't just be women. there will also be men speaking. So men, you are not left out. Just because the women are on fire doesn't mean you can't get on fire as well. So to keep Let's Do a Radio on the air, you can donate to Cash App to $ANAISEDALCOUR or to my Venmo at @MZ-INEZ or through ABC Zell. So thank you again for listening to this episode of Bible Study. And if you have a topic you want to talk about, you can always email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. If you have something to discuss, go ahead. Or you want to host with me on Tuesday evenings, please do contact me. Again, that's letsdoitradio@gmail.com. So just hit us up. So as we close out this evening, you know who God is and who the Holy Spirit is, and you can always listen to this episode, share the episode, tell somebody about the episode, because we all need to know who the Holy Ghost is. And so as we close out this evening, we want to bow your heads, and we'll have our closing prayer by Dr. Lula, and then we will be done for the evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you again, each and every one of you, for joining us on this Wednesday evening. Dr. Lula.
Father God in heaven, we thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're going to do and what you've always done. And that was to show grace and mercy and love and kindness. We thank you for the fruits of the Spirit. We thank you for having non-respect of persons. And God, we give all the thanks, all the honor, and all the glory it goes to you. You get the praise, God. We thank you for victory over defeat.
Thank you, God.
We thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot say thank you enough. We cannot stop thanking you, God. The world is beautiful because the Bible says everything you made is good. So it's the people in the world that need you and need your strength and need your Holy Ghost power to carry them through, God. There's no sickness and no disease that you can't heal. There's no sadness, no pain, no hurt that you can't feel. And God, for that reason, we say thank you. And Lord, we thank you for being our shepherd. The Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So when you're down and you're out and you think you're falling, guess what? Just remember the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. And just know that he can reach way down and pick you up and give you the love and kindness and the tender mercy that you need to know that he is God. And these and all of the blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. Until we meet again on tomorrow evening at 3 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, with a view of the kingdom, Miss Stephanie Jordan. Thank you so much again. Stay safe, be safe, and love one another. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night.